Blog Talk Radio.
I'm the messenger, y'all, stepping out of Beulah. From Babylon to Zion, my chains are looser in my mind. But out here, the checks are shooting. The judge is judged for hire, the jury's straight liar. Just to see Israel fried up. They got a phone strapped and wired up. The police got you stuck. No one desires us. This law requires us to buy this man's trust. Pay to get salvation. Who you playing? But I pulled your card. I seen your stars. They false lights. My spirit spit lyrics so cold, your frostbite. And that's the attitude from your murderous plight. From your races every night. And young boys shot down in the street. In their mama's sight. Your overseers call this the good life. Like the hood right. West Zion, that's right. God's what that's right. Glory.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise the mighty Yah, for Yahweh is righteous, Yahweh is holy, and let Yahweh be magnified. Shalom, shalom. I am Moray Naftali here with you again, here at the House of Israel, 1907 Vine Street in Cincinnati, Ohio, bringing you once again nothing but the truth. And I have to praise Yahweh for this great honor, this privilege. And truly, it's a pleasure to be able to stand before you once again to bring you the true, unadulterated words of Yahweh. Bringing forth the sacrifice of the knowledge of Elohim. And so I praise Yahweh for this opportunity. And I praise Yahweh for all the brothers and sisters, all the friends and family that's indulging with me this night in this great sacrifice. Hallelujah. Tonight we will be dealing with the sacrifices of righteousness. And we're going to deal with number 9 and number 10. And if you've been listening, as we have told you all, there is 10 sacrifices of righteousness. And we must learn about each and every last one of these sacrifices that we may apply to our daily living, that we may apply these sacrifices to our heart, to our mind, to our spirit, to our body. It's vitally important. For if you read with me in the book of Psalms, the 51st chapter, look what it says. Starting reading at the 12th verse. This is King David's song. Restore unto me the joy of thy salvation and uphold me with thy free spirit. He's asking Yah to uphold him with free spirit. And Yahweh's spirit is free. He says further, then will I teach transgressors thy ways. Because when you get the spirit of the Almighty, a free spirit, because this spirit of Yah will have you tied down to nothing. There will be no more bands of wickedness that have you banded and tied down. There will be no more oppression of wickedness. And we don't even realize that we oppress ourselves with our own wickedness. See, oppression means to be held back. Oppression means to be held down. So not only we oppress one another, not only you might be oppressed by somebody, but if you look in the mirror, one of the greatest oppressors is your own self. Keeping yourself down, keeping yourself back. But when you have the spirit of the Almighty, you become free. And oppression no longer exists. Then you can teach transgressors the way. Sinners shall be converted unto Yah. Deliver me from blood guiltiness, O Elohim. Thou, Elohim, of my salvation, and my tongue shall sing aloud of your righteousness. And this is what we're trying to sing tonight, the sacrifices of righteousness. Because when you begin to walk upon the path of righteousness, it's a path of sacrifice. That's what the path of righteousness is. Let's read further. Oh, Yah, open thou my lips, and my mouth shall show forth your praise. For thou desirest not sacrifice, or else I will give it. Thou delightest not in burnt offerings. The sacrifices of Elohim are a broken spirit, a broken and contrite heart, O Elohim, thou will not despise. And people, in this verse, you will read number 4 and 5 of the 10 sacrifices of righteousness right there. A broken spirit. It says the sacrifice of Elohim is a broken spirit. Do good in thy good pleasure. Do good in your good pleasure unto Zion. Build thou the walls of Jerusalem. Then shalt thou be pleased with the sacrifices of righteousness, with the burnt offering and whole burnt offering, and then shall they offer bullocks upon your altar. And what are these sacrifices of righteousness? For the Almighty said, wisdom is the principal thing, but with all you're getting, get understanding. Let me take you to the book of Hosea so I can show you number 9 and 10 of the sacrifices of righteousness. Hosea, the 6th chapter. And we're going to start at verse 1 and read down to 6. Hosea 6 and 1. Come, let us return to Yahweh, for he hath torn and he will heal us. He has smitten and he will bind us up. After 2 days will he revive us. And the third day, he will raise us up. Because at the third day, the third year, the third week, the third time, the third period is when Yahweh will raise up his servant. The third is when he will establish his servant at the third time. And we shall live in his sight. Then shall we know if we follow on to know God. His going forth is prepared as the morning, and he shall come unto us as the rain, as the latter and former rain unto the earth. And yes, Yahweh will come unto us as the rain, for he will pour down from heaven his good spirit, that free spirit that David said, Yah, please put that your free spirit upon, and Yahweh will pour that down, and it will be as the former and latter rain upon the earth. Let's keep reading further. O Ephraim, what shall I do unto thee? O Yehuda, what shall I do unto thee? For your goodness is as the morning cloud, and as the early dew, it goeth away. And people, I want you to notice before I even get into this presentation, bottom line to all of this is about goodness. Yahweh is seeking good at the end of the day. Yahweh wants good in the earth. This is why when Yahweh said he made the light and said, let there be light, he seen that it was good. When he made the heavens, when he made the earth, when he created the creatures and the water and the fowl and the heavens, and when he brought forth the beast and he made man, he said it seemed that it was good. And Yahweh's ultimate goal is to have nothing but good. He wants us to learn to do good. He wants us to learn to be good. But good comes by the way of a spirit, which means good comes by the way of knowledge. See, I know you think you know good, but Yahweh said, there's a way that seems right to a man, but the end thereof is the ways of death. And the reason why is because you think it's right. You think it's good. You might feel it's right. You might feel it's good. But this is why you must increase your knowledge. This is why you must get knowledge. So you can rest assured that whatever path you're going on and whatever you're doing, it is good. But Yahweh says that this goodness is as the morning cloud, and as the early dew in the morning, it just goes away. It's not faithful. It's not established. It's only for a moment. Therefore have I healed them by the prophets I have slain, by the words of my mouth, and thy judgments are as the light that go forth.
And pay attention to the sixth verse. For I desire mercy. And when you look at this word mercy that Yahweh said he desires, it translates to the same word, the same Hebrew word, kesed, sed, which means kindness. Yahweh said, I desire kindness. And when you look at this word kindness, it is nothing but good. It's just good. He said, I desire mercy and not sacrifice. In other words, the sacrifice he wants is mercy. This is number 9. And the knowledge of Elohim more than burnt offerings. That's number 10. And you will find in the scriptures that these two are always connected. Mercy and the knowledge of Elohim, they're always connected. And one thing, before I even dive into showing you the understanding behind these sacrifices, showing you the point that Yahweh really wants you to see, that he really wants to resonate with your spirit, I must get you to understand this. These sacrifices, any sacrifice, which you must know, is a spirit. 10 sacrifices of righteousness. These are just 10 spirits of righteousness. And all these spirits are connected. All these spirits are consistent and one and the same. And I'm going to prove it to you by showing you just one or two scriptures. I'm going to show you that not only these sacrifices are spirits, a spirit that Yahweh wants to, for you to attach to your spirit. So you have your spirit, but Yahweh wants you to get some attachments. He wants you to add some things to your spirit. And that way, at the end of the day, you can have a perfect spirit. You can have a complete spirit. You can have a spirit as whole. But right now, your spirit is undone. It's unfinished. It's incomplete. And now you have to learn how to attach these other spirits to your spirit. And now you can have a whole spirit with Yah. Now you can have a whole heart with the Almighty. But let me show you this in the book of Exodus 35. This is just not words. Before we even go to Exodus 35, go there next, but Isaiah 34. I'm going to show you, these are just not mere words that's sitting on the pages of this paper. These words are living. These words carry a spirit within it. And I know you can't see spirit with the naked eye, but you must know that the spirit is in this very book. And I will prove it to you just by reading the 16th verse of Isaiah 34. Seek ye out of the book of Yah and read. No one of these shall fail. None shall want her mate. For my mouth it has commanded, and his spirit, it has gathered them. Yahweh said his spirit gathered this book. This is why we have this book in our midst. It's his spirit. It's all over the book. So we praise Yahweh for his spirit. And let me show you the spirit of the Almighty, which he wants us to learn. If you go to Exodus 35, this is the spirit that Yahweh wants us to learn. Verse 21, let's read this verse. I start at verse 20. And all the congregation of the children of Israel departed from the presence of Moses. And they came, everyone whose heart stirred him up. His heart, everybody that got stirred up, meaning they got motivated. They got inspired. And everyone whom his spirit was made willing. His spirit was made willing. And his willingness. And it says they brought Yahweh's offering, in other words, his sacrifice, to work the tabernacle of the congregation for all his service and for all the holy garments. See, this was a spirit. This was a spirit that stirred the people up. This was a spirit that made these people bring forth their offering to work. Look what it says in the 22nd verse. They came, both men and women, as many as was willing for it, and brought bracelets and earrings and rings and tablets, all jewels of gold, and every man that offered an offering of gold unto Yah. And look what it says in verse 29. The children of Israel brought a willing offering, because Yahweh is not taking any sacrifices. He's not taking any offerings unless it's by the way of a willing spirit. The offering must be willing. The spirit must be willing. And the truth is, that's what a sacrifice is. There is no other kind of sacrifice unless it's a willing, a sacrifice that comes by way of a willing spirit. The only other sacrifice is the sacrifice that Yahweh abhors, and that's the sacrifice of the wicked, which he said it's an abomination unto him. But the 29th verse says, the children of Israel brought a willing offering unto Yahweh, every man and woman whose heart made them willing to bring for all manner of work which Yahweh had commanded to be made by the hand of Moses. Hallelujah. I want to show you just a little further. Go to 1 Chronicles 28. And it says in verse 21. And I start at verse 20 again. And David said to Solomon, his son, be strong and of good courage and do it. Fear not, nor be dismayed. For Yahweh Elohim, even my Elohim, will be with thee. He will not fail thee, nor forsake thee, until thou hast finished all the work for the service of the house of Yahweh. And behold, the courses of the priests and the Levites, even they shall be with thee for all service of the house of Elohim. And there shall be with thee for all manner of workmanship, every willing, skillful man. And it don't matter if you got all the skills in the world, but if you ain't a willing, skillful man, a man that's got all the skills but has the willing spirit for any manner of service, also the princes and all the people will be holy at thy commandment. Hallelujah. All sacrifices, whether you're giving something to Yah, you're working for Yah, whatever sacrifice you're making, that sacrifice, you have to know it's a spirit of willingness. And last on this, 1 Chronicles 29, just the very next chapter. Let's read what it says, starting at verse 2. King David, he says, now I have prepared with all my might for the house of my Elohim the gold for things to be made of gold, silver for things of silver, and brass for things of brass, the iron for things of iron, wood for things of wood, onyx stones, stones to be set, glistering stones and of diverse colors, and all manner of precious stones and all marble stones in abundance. And moreover, because I have set my affection, my love, to the house of my Elohim. I have of my own proper good and of good gold and silver, which I have given to the house of my Elohim, over and above all that I have prepared for the holy house. And skip down to the fifth verse. It says, the gold for things of gold, and the silver for things of silver, and for all manner of work to be made by the hands of artificers. And who then is willing to consecrate his service this day unto Yah? See, Yahweh is not going to people's doors and snatching people out the house and making them do nothing. Because at that point, Yahweh do not want that spirit to even touch anything that's coming to him. The sacrifice to Yah is the spirit, the willing spirit. And once you have this, you can make any sacrifice to Yah. Because he know that the sacrifice is going to be by a willing spirit. And just in the same chapter, before we leave this chapter, what do we say in the ninth verse? Then the people rejoice, for that they offer willingly. Because with a perfect heart, they offer willingly to Yahweh. And David, the king, also rejoiced with great joy. Look at the 14th verse. It says, but who am I, and what is my people, that we should even be able to offer so willingly after this sort? For all things come of thee, and of thy own have we given thee. Look what it says in the 17th verse. I know also, my Elohim, that thou triest the heart, and hast pleasure in uprightness. As for me, in the uprightness of my heart, I have willingly offered all these things. And now have I seen with joy thy people, which are present here to offer willingly unto thee. And see, this is a spirit, people. This willingness is a spirit. And one last scripture on this. I have to read Leviticus, the first chapter. You must understand what sacrifice is all about. Wisdom is the principal thing, but with all you're getting, get understanding. Leviticus, the first chapter, so you can understand what Yahweh wants you to understand about this spirit. See, you thought we was teaching you words, which we are. You thought we was teaching you knowledge, which we are. But at the end thereof, and the whole point, we actually teaching you spirit. Spirits. The right spirit. The free spirit. The spirit of righteousness. The spirit of Yah. The spirit of truth. Look what it says here in Leviticus, the first chapter, starting at the first verse. And Yahweh called on Moses, spake unto them out of the tabernacle of the congregation, saying, speak unto the children of Israel, saying to them, if any man of you bring an offering unto Yah, ye shall bring your offering of the cattle, even of the herd, and of the flock. And if his offering be a burnt sacrifice of the herd, let him offer a male without blemish. He shall offer it of his own voluntary will. And this word will is just short of willing. Willingness. See, when you got will, you ever heard the saying, if there's a will, then there's a way. Because one who has will, he's determined to do it. His spirit and heart is determined that he will triumph, that he will be victorious, that he will accomplish whatever he has the will to do. And that's what Yahweh wants. He wants to see a people that have their own voluntary will to serve him, to work for him, to live for him. Your own voluntary will. And this word voluntary would take you to desire. Lust, you desire, you burn. This is your own will. So yes, all these sacrifices, people, are spirits. All 10 of them are spirits. And we're dealing with the sacrifice of mercy, for Yahweh said he desired mercy and not sacrifice. And he desired the knowledge of Elohim more than burnt offerings. Let me show you this in the book of Isaiah, the 11th chapter. And one thing about this mercy and the knowledge of Elohim, these two spirits are always attached to one another. Every time I read about them, 9 times out of 10, you can't read about one without the other. But let me show you this, so you don't think that I'm just trying to tell you some smooth, slick words to bamboozle you to believe what I'm trying to prove. Look at what it says in Isaiah 11, starting at the second verse. And like I told you, King David, he was asking for Yahweh's free spirit. And we don't realize that Yahweh's spirit, although he is one, his spirit is going to come by the way of knowledge, wisdom, understanding, might. It's several spirits that's going to come. That's all attached to his one spirit, which is the spirit of Yah. Now watch what it says in the second verse of Isaiah 11. The spirit of Yahweh shall rest upon him. The spirit of Yah. And then watch what it says further. The spirit of wisdom. We're not just trying to teach you wisdom. We're trying to teach you the spirit of wisdom, because wisdom is a spirit. That's why when you get wisdom, although you have your own spirit, wisdom will change your spirit. You will still be you, but now you become a better you, because now you upgraded. You have something that's done attached to your spirit that done, and you increased, because now you're not just rolling around with your own little spirit, your own undone, incomplete, imperfect, unfinished, virgin spirit. But now you got upgrades. The spirit of wisdom and the spirit of understanding. The spirit of counsel and the spirit of might. The spirit of knowledge and the spirit of the fear of Yah. These are all spirits. This is not just words. This is not just talk. These are little spirits. And these spirits, they come by the way of knowledge. They come by the way of wisdom, understanding. You have to learn these spirits. And this is why Yahweh said he desired the knowledge of Elohim more than burnt offering, because he ain't this concerned about a man bringing him some animal. Yahweh wants a man that got the right spirit in him to serve him. That's what Yahweh wants. Let me show you this real quick. As you read, when you read Hosea, the 6th chapter, the 6th verse, it says that mercy, he desires mercy And then he said he also desired the knowledge of Elohim. And as I told you, you will always see these together for the most part. And the knowledge of Elohim, what is the knowledge of Elohim? Look what it says in Psalms 25, verse 10. So you can see what I mean, that you always see these attached together. And then you have to understand why. Why is this? I can't even write all the scriptures. I can't deal with all the scriptures that shows that these two are always attached, as you just seen in Hosea, the 6th chapter, the 6th verse. Mercy and the knowledge of Elohim. Look what it says in Psalms 25 and 10. You're going to get this understanding if you pay attention. It says, all the paths of Yahweh are mercy and truth unto such as keep his covenant and his testimonies. See, now you see the word truth. What do you think the knowledge of Elohim is, people? The knowledge of Elohim is the truth. That's how the knowledge of Elohim is. Yahweh wants us to be men of truth, women of truth. You must possess the heart of truth. For Yahweh said that he desired for you to have truth in your inward parts. Because without truth, and as I told you, the ultimate goal is to be good, to have good. Good is the goal. There is no success, there is no peace, there is no prosperity, there is no life without the goodness of Yah. And you can't have no good if you're not a man of truth. Because if you're not a man of truth, you're not a woman of truth, that means that you must be a liar. You must be somebody that's unfair. You must be somebody that's unbalanced. You must be a deceiver. But when you're a person of the truth, now you can see why it's always connected to mercy, because the truth within itself will not allow you to defraud, to deceive, to take advantage, to misuse. And these things, when you don't allow yourself to be like that, that's a kindness within itself. That's mercy within itself. There is no mercy without truth. And there is no truth without mercy. They go together. Look what it says. I'm going to read that one more time. All the paths of Yahweh, all of them, are mercy and truth unto such as keep his covenant and his testimony. Look what it says in Psalms 57, verse 3. Starting at verse 2 in Psalms 57, I will cry unto Elohim Most High, unto Elohim that performeth all things for me. He shall send from heaven and save me from the reproach of him that would swallow me up. Selah. Elohim shall send forth his mercy and his truth. This is what Yahweh is saying to save you. His mercy and his truth. Look what it says further. In the 10th verse. For thy mercy is great unto the heavens, and thy truth unto the clouds. You see them just always connected, always together. I have to show you Psalms 85. I can't even leave this without showing you Psalms 85. What it says in the 10th verse. These two are so connected. It says mercy and truth, they're met together. Righteousness and peace has kissed each other. And like I told you, you have no goodness You have no righteousness. You have no peace without both of these. You must have mercy and you must have truth. Period. You cannot live your life in a lie. You can't allow yourself to live in deceit. We must have the knowledge of Elohim. This is what's going to allow us to understand. This is what's going to allow us to be free. How can you be free when you don't understand? How can you be free when you're ignorant and you don't know? You don't know the purpose. You don't know the meanings of everything. So you're living in a state of confusion. Ignorance. And this is why a man would deceive and murder and kill another individual just for gain. He don't even realize he's putting his own self in the grave. He's not gaining nothing. Thinking he's about to come up and he's really just digging the hole deeper into the ground. Look what it says. I have to read you this one as well. Psalms 86, verse 15. But thou, O Yah, art Elohim, full of compassion. Full of compassion. He's gracious, long-suffering, and plenteous in mercy and truth. Mercy and truth. These are our investments today. This is the sacrifice that you must invest yourself in. This is what Yahweh desires. And the more I read it, the more I meditate on it, the more it hits my heart and my spirit. Man, I'm trying to work on this. I'm trying to work on that. But it's really just time to start working for Yah. It's really time to start worrying about what Yahweh truly desires instead of what I desire. Look what it says in Jeremiah, the 5th chapter. Let's see what Yahweh wants us to hear. Let's see what Yahweh wants us to know. In Isaiah 5, starting at verse 1. Run ye to and fro through the streets of Jerusalem, and see now, and know, and seek in broad places thereof, if ye can find a man, if there be any that executes judgment, if there be any that is even seeking the truth, and I'll pardon it. And that's how Yahweh feels. You got this whole wicked, this wicked place, like Sodom and Gomorrah. Yahweh said, this search and find. And Yahweh at this point, Sodom and Gomorrah, he wouldn't even go up under them. But Yahweh right here is saying, look, just find any man, just any man that's seeking the truth. And he said, I'll pardon it. Look what it says further. And though they say Yahweh liveth, surely they swear falsely. They saying Yahweh liveth. They saying praise Yahweh. They saying Yah's righteous. They saying hallelujah. But Yahweh said they swearing falsely. The truth ain't even in them. Because if they knew the truth, if they understood the truth, they will understand that as my servant, you're supposed to be seeking the truth daily. You're supposed to be making this a daily sacrifice. Why aren't you not seeking the truth? Why are you not attaching this to your spirit and increasing your spirit in a spirit of truth? Why don't you know what you're supposed to know? Why aren't you laboring in it? And the reason why is because it's not as valuable as the other things that you labor in. It's not worth your time. It's not worth your sacrifice. Too worried about the other things that you're lusting for. other things that you desire. Yahweh says further, oh Yah, are not thine eyes upon the truth? And yes, his eyes upon the truth. That's why he told his angelic servants, I want you to, y'all go down here and see if you can find a man that's seeking the truth. Yahweh is looking for the truth. And people, this is why you must begin now before it's too late to immerse yourself in the truth. Attach the truth to yourself. This is why we're going to come to you daily teaching the truth. And you must apply yourself. Because this is a sacrifice that Yahweh said, this sacrifice is better than burnt offering. Better than the fat of rams. Better than 10,000 rivers of oil. Humble yourself. I know you're sleepy. I know you're tired. I know you're trying to work at it. But do it. Due diligence. I love the knowledge of the Almighty. Myself personally. But do it get weird studying? Do it get trying to have to sit myself down and read and study? Yes. It do. But the more you do it, the better it become, the easier it become, the stronger you become, the more inspired you become, and your spirit just grows, your light grows. Because at the end of the day, people, like I said, this is about good. And you're not going to do no good unless you begin to increase your knowledge. Your spirit has to increase with the spirit of knowledge. Your spirit has to increase with the spirit of wisdom, the spirit of understanding. Not just you thinking that you know. No, you must be able to really know, believe, and understand. Look what it says, brother. Oh, Yah, are not thy eyes upon the truth? Thou hast stricken them, but they have not grieved. Thou hast consumed them, but they have refused to receive correction. Thou hast made their faces harder than a rock. They have refused to return. How long y'all want to keep you whooped, beaten? How long he got to keep you oppressed and unsuccessful and unhappy? How long before you commit yourself and your spirit unto the Almighty? Look what he says first in the fourth verse. Therefore I said, surely these are poor. These people poor. They have no wisdom, no knowledge, no understanding. And the reason they don't, they ain't seeking it. They ain't laboring in it. They don't know it. Only thing with these people is they think they know. But there is a way that you think is right, but the end of the world is the ways of death. Why aren't you seeking knowledge? Therefore I said, surely these are poor. They are foolish. These are foolish. They don't even realize how foolish they are. How dumb they are. How ignorant they are. And when they begin to get knowledge, they begin to see truth. Maybe one day they will see. Look what it says. Therefore I said, surely these are poor. They are foolish, for they know not the way of Yahweh. They don't even know the way of Yahweh. They don't possess the knowledge of Elohim, nor the judgment of their Elohim. They don't know. Isaiah 48, verse 1. And you have to just be honest with yourself. Because we all just trying to get ourselves together. Some of us is really trying. But you have to be honest with yourself. How much are you seeking the truth? How much are you laboring in the truth? How much do you do what Yahweh says, seek ye out the book of Yah and read? When he told Joshua in the first chapter, said, this book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate in it day and night, that you may do all that's written therein. And then you will make your way prosperous, and then you will have good success. And at the end of the day, it's about getting the right spirit up on you. You want to get that right spirit up on you. But it takes some work. It takes some labor. It takes sacrifice for that right spirit to get up on you. And a lot of our people abroad, especially a lot of the leaders, they don't have the truth in them. They don't know the truth of the Almighty. Because they will have a spirit of truth. There should be no reason that you should reject another brother that's bringing the truth to you or bringing knowledge to you. When you're a man of knowledge and seeking knowledge, and you got that spirit on you, you always trying to keep that door open. But the leaders abroad, they don't want to discuss. They don't want to sit down. They don't want to talk. All they want to do is avoid. Avoid you. Isaiah 48 and 1, let's read this. Because Yahweh says here, verse 1, hear ye this, O house of Yaakov, which are called by the name of Israel. Yes, you know you Israel now. You woke up, you call yourself Israel, and come forth out of the waters of Yehuda. Which means, man, you done came up around some things where you should have the upper edge when you come out of the waters of Yehuda. For Yahweh said the scepter should never depart from Yehuda, which is the law, and the law always comes, it's a spirit that comes with the law. But it says, which swear by my name, which swears by the name of Yah. So not only the Israel, they call themselves Israel, then you got some even come out the waters of Yehuda, in the midst of Yehuda. And they swear by the name of Yah. And it says they make mention of the Elohim of Israel, but not in truth, nor in righteousness. It's in neither. It's some perpetrating stuff. It's false. It's phony. The second verse says, for they call themselves the holy city, and stay themselves upon the Elohim of Israel, Yahweh of hosts is his name. And the reason why it's false and it's not in truth is because they don't possess the knowledge of Elohim. They're not even seeking the knowledge of Elohim. They're not making it their main priority. And this is the controversy that the Almighty has with us. Read this in the book of Hosea, the fourth chapter. Hosea, the fourth chapter, verse 1. Hear the words of Yah, ye children of Israel. For Yahweh has a controversy with the inhabitants of the land. And the reason why he says is because there is no truth. There is no truth. There's no mercy, nor the knowledge of Elohim in the land. There's none. And a lot of them think that they possess it. They think they have it. But when you begin to ask some questions, when you begin to see the decisions, when you begin to see their way, you will see that no, you don't have truth, you don't have mercy, and you don't have the knowledge of Elohim. But if Yahweh said, if you seek me, and if you're seeking as for hidden treasures, and you're calling upon Yahweh for it, then maybe you will receive it. Matter of fact, it's no maybe. He said you will. Will. And since we're in Hosea, go over to Hosea, the 6th chapter. Because I must show you. What the Almighty said and that's not Hosea 6, that's Micah, the 6th chapter. Micah, the 6th chapter. I'm going to start at verse 1. Hear ye now what Yahweh says, arise, contend thou before the mountains, and let the hills hear thy voice. Hear ye, O mountains, Yahweh's controversy, and ye strong foundation of the earth. For Yahweh has a controversy with his people, and he will plead with Israel. And so you wonder, why is Naphtali talking the way he is tonight? It's not because of me. I'm just reading the word of the Almighty. This is just the spirit of the Almighty right here in his word. It's not me that has the controversy. It's Yahweh. And he said he will plead with his people. O my people, what have I done unto thee, and wherein have I wearied thee? Testify against me. For I brought thee up out of the land of Egypt, and redeemed thee out of the house of Egypt, and redeemed thee out of the house of servants. And I sent before thee Moses, Aaron, and Miriam. O my people, remember now what Balak, king of Moab, consulted, and what Balaam, the son of Beor, answered him from Shittim unto Gilgal, that ye may know the righteousness of Yahweh. Remember it. The 6th verse. Wherewith shall I come before Yah and bow myself before the high Elohim? Shall I come before him with burnt offerings? Yahweh is already telling that no, not burnt offerings. I want the knowledge of Elohim. I want to see that attached to your spirit. I want to see you get this truth. And you have to show yourself approved for it. Look what it says further. Shall I come before him with burnt offerings, with calves of a year old? Will Yahweh be pleased with thousands of rams or with 10,000s of rivers of oil? Shall I give my firstborn for my transgression and the fruit of my body for the sin of my soul? I have showed thee, O man, what is good. I done shown you what's good. And like I said, at the end of the day, that's what Yahweh is trying to show us. He's trying to show us the good way. He's trying to show us what is good. And he said, I've done shown you. But Yahweh said, we are people that see many things, but observe not. We hear many things, but really not hearing. I done shown you, O man, what's good. And what does Yahweh require of thee but to do justly, love mercy, and to walk humbly with your Elohim? This is good. When you're righteous, when you love kindness, and there is no righteousness, there is no mercy, unless it's by the way of humility. Humility is all the paths of righteousness. But at the end of the day, Yahweh wants you to learn what's good. He wants you to have a good spirit, a good heart. And the only way you're going to learn is if you're seeking the truth. You're making that sacrifice. And when Yahweh see the spirit in you that you're willing to make that sacrifice, man, you desire, you want it. But don't just want it with your mouth. Want it with your actions. Then Yahweh can pour his spirit on you. Look what it says in Ecclesiastes, the second chapter. The 26th verse. It says, "For Elohim giveth to a man that is good in his sight wisdom, knowledge, and joy. But to the sinner he giveth travail to gather and to heap up, that he may give to him that is good before Elohim. This also is vanity and vexation of spirit." Yes. This is the way of the Almighty. Once he see that you're good, and there is no good without the sacrifice. There is no good without the sacrifice of mercy. The sacrifice of the knowledge of Elohim. Once he see that you're good, then he will give you wisdom. Knowledge. And like I showed you people, and I will keep telling you, that these are spirits. Look what it says in Psalms 143. Psalms 143, the 10th verse says, "Teach me to do thy will." Teach me to do your will, y'all. Not my own will. I want to learn your will. But you have to teach me. But how is Yahweh going to teach you unless you incline your ear, incline your attention? Incline yourself. How is Yahweh going to teach you? And you have to know, if you're not inclining yourself, if you're not inclining your ear, if you're not making this sacrifice daily, then you must be honest with yourself that you're not learning. You're not learning. And all the ways and the things that you're thinking in your mind, these are things that you don't realize. That you, it seems right, but the end thereof is really just the ways of death. But the more you go in the path to be taught by Yah, to learn by Yah, from Yah, and allow your spirit to increase, then you will begin to rectify the truth. You begin to notice the truth. "Teach me to do your will, for thou art my Elohim, and thy spirit is good." Your spirit is good, y'all. This is why I want to learn the fear of God. I want to learn the knowledge of Elohim. I want to get wisdom and understanding, because these spirits are good spirits. "Lead me into the land of uprightness. Quicken me, O Yah, for thy name's sake, for righteousness' sake. Bring my soul out of trouble, and of thy mercy cut off, and of thy mercy cut off my enemies, and destroy all them that afflict my soul, for I am your servant." But yes, We must ask the Almighty to teach us. But you have to apply yourself if you want to learn. And this is why we are letting you know that this is a sacrifice. You must put your strength. You must put your energy, your time, your might. Because anything worth something, you got to work hard for it. And there is nothing that's going to pay off more than the mercy and the truth of the Almighty. But if you think you're going to get it, the mercy and truth of Yah, without commitment, without diligence, you've already failed yourself. I also must take you to Isaiah 61 and read this. It reads in the first verse, "The Spirit of Yahweh Elohim is upon me." And when the Spirit of Yahweh is upon you, that means the Spirit of wisdom, the Spirit of knowledge, the Spirit of understanding, the Spirit of counsel, the Spirit of the fear of Yah. That's upon you. When you got the Spirit of Yah. And it says, "It's upon me because Yahweh has anointed me to preach good tidings unto the meek." And these tidings are good. To teach you about the sacrifice of righteousness that you must immerse yourself in mercy. You must invest yourself in mercy. And you must invest yourself in the knowledge of Elohim. And it's going to pay off beautifully. It says, "He sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, and the opening of the prison to them that are bound, to proclaim the acceptable year of Yah, in the day of vengeance of our Elohim, to comfort all that mourn, to appoint unto them that mourn in Zion, and to give unto them beauty for ashes, the oil of joy for mourning, the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness, and that they might be called trees of righteousness, the planting of Yah, that he might be glorified." Praise the mighty Yah. And so, like I said, at the end of the day, Yahweh is seeking good. But good is not going to come unless we begin to learn truth, learn knowledge. Good is not coming unless you really tap into the spirit of mercy. I have to read you this as well in the book of Numbers, the 14th chapter. Excuse me, no, that's not Numbers, that's Exodus, the 34th chapter. So it's a blessing for everyone that's took the time to hearken and to listen unto the program tonight, the program last night, and all the programs every night. For this is your sacrifice unto Yah. Yahweh doesn't have this going for nothing. This is not a vain thing that Yahweh has inspired his servants, that Yahweh has his sanctuary open, and have his word going forth. This is not a vain thing. Exodus 34. The fifth verse reads, Yahweh descended in the cloud and stood with him there and proclaimed the name of Yah. He proclaimed the name of Yah. And we've been learning about mercy, which is the ninth sacrifice of righteousness. And if you know how to count, if you know the order of the Almighty, when you get to seven, it starts over. So when you get eight is actually in the order of one. When you get to nine, it's actually in the order of two. And if you've been learning, two, according to Yah, the second, according to Yah, represent his name. And so the sacrifice of mercy must represent his name. And yes, you will read about his name and the mercy that's attached to his name right here. He proclaimed the name of Yah, and Yahweh passed before him and proclaimed, I'm Yahweh. Yahweh Elohim, merciful and gracious, long-suffering, and abundant in goodness and truth. And his word goodness actually also translates to the same word as mercy. Goodness. Like I told you, always see them together. Goodness and truth. Mercy and truth. This is what represents Yahweh's name. Keeping mercy for thousands, forgiving iniquity and transgression and sin, and that will by no means clear the guilty, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children and upon the children's children until the third and fourth generation. And so, yes, this is Yahweh's name. This is what represents his name. If you're a representative of his name, this sacrifice is a daily sacrifice. The sacrifice of mercy. The sacrifice of kindness. For Yahweh said, righteous shows mercy unto the poor. That's what the righteous do. They just show mercy to the poor. And who is the poor? The poor is the afflicted. That's all poor means. It means the afflicted. And before we end tonight's program, I must show you this scripture. Proverbs, the third chapter. Proverbs, the third chapter, starting at verse 1. My son, forget not my law, but let thine heart keep my commandments. For length of days and long life and peace shall they add to thee. And yes, Yahweh's commandments come by the way of knowledge. His commandments come by the way of truth. Yahweh's commandments come by the way of mercy. The commandments will teach you mercy. This is why Yahweh will tell you to honor your father and mother. That's a kindness that you must show to your father and mother, simple honor. This is why Yahweh will tell you to not steal, to not commit adultery. What will entice your spirit? What kind of spirit and heart is it to go and for a man to go take another man's wife? His wife that he married, he cherished, and you would go and take her in the act of adultery? Length of days and peace shall they add to thee. And look what the third verse is. Let not mercy and truth forsake thee. Bind them about your neck. Write them upon the tables of your heart. And the reason why it's saying this is because it must be your spirit. It must be able to be seen upon you. Bind them on your neck. Put them on the tables of your heart. And so shalt thou find favor and good understanding in the sight of Elohim and man. And so I see why Yahweh is trying to inspire us all. Inspire us all. That we must not forsake mercy and truth. If you want favor from Elohim, you want favor from the Most High, and if you want favor from man, you must be a man of mercy and truth. And this is not just one day of a week, one day out of the year, on the Day of Atonement. This is a daily sacrifice. Then you will find favor from Elohim. Then you will find favor in man. And when you have this kind of favor, it's priceless. There is no money that can buy this kind of favor. This is a whole other level of riches when you possess favor from the Almighty. And just favor from the Almighty, but favor from man. So praise the mighty Yah. I have a few more minutes. Let's read further. Trust in Yah with all your heart. Lean not unto your own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct your paths. Be not wise in your own eyes. Fear Yah and depart from evil. And yes, this is why we must seek knowledge. This is why we must read this book. This is why we must know this book. Because we don't want to lean to our own understanding. You don't want to lean to your own spirit. Your own spirit. Yahweh said, I want you to forsake your way. Forsake your thoughts. But if you forsake it, do not forsake mercy and truth. And you know how you forsake mercy and truth? Simply one way. By not seeking it. When you don't seek mercy and truth, you automatically forsake it. And this is why we must seek mercy and truth on a daily basis. And since we're in Proverbs, we'll leave off in Proverbs. Proverbs, the second chapter. The first verse, my son, if thou wilt receive my words and hide my commandments with thee, so that thou incline thy ear unto wisdom and apply your heart unto understanding, like I told you, people, you must incline your ear. You must apply your heart. You must apply yourself. Just like you apply yourself to get up and go to that job. You apply yourself to do all the things that you do. You incline yourself to do it. But Yahweh, the sacrifice he get out of you is just the Sabbath day. That's the only sacrifice he get out of you is the Sabbath. And most of the time, whether you realize it or not, even that sacrifice is half-baked. It ain't even a whole burnt offering. It ain't even fully cooked. It ain't even fully roasted. You got a half-roasted, half-baked offering, a half-done sacrifice that you bring y'all on the Sabbath day. But if you the type of servant that's only got a sacrifice for Yahweh on the Sabbath, then that's not a servant of the Almighty. Servant of the Almighty serves him every day, every night. You must have the spirit of a servant. It says, so shall you incline your ear unto wisdom and apply your heart unto understanding. Yeah, if thou criest after knowledge, who crying after knowledge? Are the leaders crying after knowledge? Are the priests and the ministers, are they crying after knowledge? If you lift up your voice for understanding, if you seek her as silver and searches for her as for hidden treasures, then shalt thou understand the fear of Yah and find the knowledge of Elohim. That's when you'll begin to find the knowledge of Elohim. But Yahweh want to see you incline yourself. He want to see you humble yourself. He want to see that good spirit, that willingness. He want to see that sacrifice. For Yahweh giveth wisdom. He gives it. You have some people that they make the sacrifice. They will study. And they call themselves studying. They call themselves reading a book. But like Yahweh said, he give wisdom to him whom he see good in sight. And there is no good without, like he said, just do justly, love mercy, but the part they don't want to do, because they want to do righteous, that makes them look good. They want to be merciful, because that makes them look good, but they don't want to walk humbly with the Almighty, because that don't make them look good. That put them in a place that they should be. To walk humbly with the Almighty? Yeah, you got to walk humble. You got to humiliate yourself. You got to humble yourself down to walk with the Almighty. You got to tell yourself you ain't nothing. You got to listen to a man? Yes. That's humility. It's afflicting, ain't it? But it's supposed to be. That's the good spirit Yahweh wants. You got to listen to that man. I got to listen to this one? Yes, you do. You got to listen. You got to listen to your wife? Yes, you do, man. Because sometimes she telling you what you need to hear. You got to humble yourself. The people got prophets in their midst today and don't even know it. Got prophets right walking with them down the street, sitting right next to them, and they don't even know it. Because the knowledge of Elohim, spirit of truth, it fails in our community. It fails. But when you have the right spirit, yeah, you true, yeah, you know Yahweh, prophet, a servant of the Almighty, a Yah-fearing man, you know. Because you know the truth. You know the knowledge of Elohim. And this is what allows you to know. And now you possess understanding. And you can answer the questions of why this and why that. You got understanding. And you know how Yahweh works. Yahweh work in ways where, but you will know how Yahweh work if you learn the knowledge of Elohim. Yahweh said, look, you think this thing is bad. But if you know me and know how I work, this thing is actually good. This is a good thing. And you know it's a good thing. This is why Yahweh said the end is better than the beginning. If you consider the latter end, maybe you can understand the process and why things is going on. Just consider the latter end. And you can get right to the point and see, man, nah, this thing is, yeah, let this thing play out. This is good. We are inconsiderate people. Y'all say you ain't even seeking knowledge. That's why you know you're inconsiderate people, because you're not even seeking the truth, seeking knowledge. And yes, you don't have to just read a book to seek knowledge. Yahweh said when he brought us up out of Egypt, we weren't reading the book, but we were supposed to have been getting knowledge. We were supposed to have been learning what was before our eyes. We were supposed to be much observing and looking at the work of the Almighty right before our face. We were supposed to be learning the fear of Yah, learning the knowledge of Elohim, learning who our Creator really is. But we couldn't learn nothing because all we was concerned about and all we was considering was the lust of our heart. And the scriptures say a fool don't want nothing anyway but to discover his heart. That's all the fool want at the end of the day. And there's so many different kind of fools. You got uppity, high-sedity fools, and they think they ain't no fool because they not the out-in-the-open fool that ain't high-sedity. The fool that's just out there open. But they don't even realize that you a fool, too. Could you dress nicer? Could your house is better? Because your car is better or whatever you got going on, because it's better, you think you're not a fool and foolish? Well, Yahweh is coming, and he's going to take the skirt off of all of us, and he's going to show fool. You have no truth. You don't have the knowledge of Elohim. You don't got the right spirit. Look what it says. And it's only telling us this because the only way you're going to get the right spirit, you got to continue. First of all, Yahweh says you got to humble yourself. But you have to continue to read this book. You have to get in it. Read these proverbs and let this book reprove you. Let this book correct you. Let it make you feel bad when you just keep reading. You're going to see. I'm not the person I thought I was. I'm not the person I should be. And I'm not doing the things I should be doing. He says in the fifth verse, then shalt thou understand the fear of Yah and find the knowledge of Elohim. For Yahweh giveth wisdom. Out of his mouth cometh knowledge and understanding. He gives it. He has to give it to you. And if it's not coming to you, you must humble yourself. And you must begin to seek mercy. Because when you seek mercy, this is when you can tap into the knowledge of Elohim. But without mercy, he's not given to you. He's not going to give you this understanding. And it's one thing to know, but it's a whole nother thing to have the spirit. You don't want beyond just knowing. The knowledge of Elohim, people, is a spirit. And certain people know things about the Almighty, but still don't possess the spirit, that good spirit. He layeth up sound wisdom for the righteous. He is a buckler to them that walk uprightly. He keepeth the paths of judgment and preserve the way of his saints. Then thou thou understand righteousness. You're going to really understand righteousness. Judgment, equity, yeah, every good path. All the good paths, because that's what it's all about. This is about good paths. And the greatest path is to make sacrifices for Yah. And then sacrifice number 9 and 10 is the sacrifice of mercy, the sacrifice of knowledge, the knowledge of Elohim. So as I told you before, Yahweh will have his servants coming daily. Tune yourself in. Not for me, not for none of the morays, not even for yourself. Do it for Yah. And then watch and wait and see what Yahweh is going to do for you. With that being said, I want to praise the mighty Yah for this opportunity, for this honor to indulge and to immerse in this great sacrifice of the knowledge of Elohim, to speak on his truth and his words. He's our Yah, he's our creator and our almighty, our Elohim. He loves you, so do I. Shalom, shalom. Hallelujah.